Marlborough Sounds killer Scott Watson has again been denied parole 23 years after he was imprisoned for the murder of Ben Smart and Olivia Hope. The 50-year-old was sentenced to life in prison in 1998 with a minimum non-parole period of 17 years. He's always protested his innocence, and his father says today's ruling is frustrating. Conan Young sat in on the hearing.
In its decision, the parole board said Watson's refusal to admit his callous crimes prevented him from undergoing the psychological treatment he needed. It said without this help, he remained an undue risk. Watson's father, Chris Watson, says his son is understandably disappointed, but trying to stay positive. The lack of treatment stemming from his refusal to admit to his crimes is the same reason Watson was denied parole almost a year ago. His father says it's unfair to expect his son to admit to something he hasn't done.
We've sort of long since pretty much destroyed the Crown case, but getting anyone to listen to you is a problem, and we've just started to make some headway, but it's quite frustrating sort of butting your head against the brick wall.
Watson's lawyer put forward what he described as a sound release plan, including an offer of employment and the support of family and a long-term partner. Years of good behaviour, including numerous opportunities to work outside the wire and in public, were put forward as evidence of his successful rehabilitation. But this failed to shift the position of the parole board. Watson won't come before them again for another 2 years. Chris Watson says his son is running out of time.
Well, at 50, he's still got a chance of starting a life and sort of becoming established. But if you get much older, where do you go?
Chris Watson says all of their energy is now focused on a Court of Appeal hearing in August next year, which will look at how sound the evidence was that identified here, found in Watson's boat, as belonging to Olivia Hope.